On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works will I meditate. One thing have I asked, of this will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, the majesty, the splendor of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit offers us a relationship with Him. To know Him, it's the greatest offer. It's the only offer made to mankind. Amen. He offers eternal life, which Jesus said is, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. And also in the Scripture, it's called eternal life. Jesus calls it the age to come. Amen. Amen. This series is the glory of the Lord. And the last two messages have been about the Holy Spirit and then also about the presence of Jesus. They're one and the same. Amen. God Almighty. If we want to know what God is like, what's God like? That's a pretty big question, isn't it? Well, just look at Jesus. Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God and He's God. Amen. Well, this is wonder in reality. We are here to serve you and to help you. We want to bring many things to you. Teachings, hopefully, you know, anointed, spirit-filled teachings and books and podcasts, and we want to believe with you for your miracle, for your needs. We want to give the greatest thing is salvation, and then everything after that is this glorious, our most holy faith. It's just beyond comprehension, and sadly, most of the world does not care about it. We see that. We know that. Even most believers, you know, they're not really into it, right? Thank the Lord that they're saved. And if they die, we believe they're going to go to heaven gloriously. But they're not into this. And the whole key is meeting the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's God Almighty. He will change everything. He will, when He fills you with the Holy Spirit, then you'll realize, wow, this is the answer. He's so glorious and awesome. And in Scripture, there's all these symbols and types of Him. You know, fire is one of the big ones. Amen. In the Old Testament, you know, the burning bush, this bush that was burning with fire, that's God coming down to earth to speak to Moses. That's Jesus Christ before He was named Jesus. Remember, He was... Before Jesus came to the earth, it was God Almighty, not the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He wasn't the Father yet because He had not sent Jesus yet. You know, He's God. Amen. And that's a revelation the Holy Spirit will give you. There's all these other, you know, He's the oil, He's the water, He's the still small voice. That famous passage there. He's the flaming sword. He's the spirit of creation that created man, created the whole everything we know, you know, the earth and the stars and the heavens and the sun and the moon and all, but also created the earth and created man in His own image. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God forever, forever. One of our main ministries here, missions, is just to release the Holy Spirit, we want others to catch Him. He's not taught, He's caught, you know. And no one can give someone else the Holy Spirit. We go directly to Him to get it. That's a key. If someone has the Holy Spirit, oh, they'll know. They don't even need these messages. You know, yes, these messages and every book and message can help and all that. But when someone has the Holy Spirit, they've got it. Got him. Amen. So to speak. If someone does not, just go directly to him. And he'll reveal himself to you. Just go. It's a progression and phases. It's wrestling with God, and it's he tests us, and he searches the minds and hearts. He knows what's in us. He knows what's best for us, and he'll withdraw his presence so that we will seek him. And in that process of seeking him, there's death to our old man, our old nature, our old... This is our most holy faith, all because of Jesus. But I want to emphasize, you know, we have these... It's the general perception, okay? When you bring up Christianity, people, they have no interest. They don't want to deal with it, do they? They don't want to discuss it. Now, maybe some do, but most people want nothing to do with it because there's all these negative views, okay? And even we as believers have these negative views. It's like, oh, that's for, you know, that's dead religion. It's for weak people. Nothing happens. You know, we can pray. Prayer doesn't. So all of that, the Holy Spirit will deliver us. Jesus will deliver us from all that if we seek him with our whole heart. And we'll find that the glorious presence of Jesus Christ, who will lift us up. And the Holy Spirit helps us to walk. He does it through us. Amen. He said, famous scripture in Ezekiel, I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep and do them. That's the level that we can get to. And let's remember, he's God Almighty. He's just so powerful. The key, just seek him. Repent, have a broken and contrite spirit, and seek him, and you will find him. Amen. Amen.